And now on Money News, the market wrap.
Okay, let's take you through the markets today. It was pretty good. In fact, the All Ordinaries Index at the close of trade up by 41 points, 6,046. It made most of the gains back it lost yesterday. The dollar this evening sitting around about 78.03 US cents, but it's been lower because what's happened is that the pound has fallen significantly against the euro and other currencies, mainly because the perception is the Brexit is having real issues in the UK at the moment. And then secondarily, all of these tariffs that Donald Trump has introduced are suggested to have a big, significant impact on the United Kingdom in particular. Now, effectively today, you saw most of the big banks rising pretty strongly. So, say, the Commonwealth Bank up $1.03, 76.17. Look, it's not $80. It was some time ago. It's not right now. You got the ANZ at up 13 cents. And that was the 28.35. Remember, again here, the ANZ Bank was well above $30 at one stage. Westpac sitting right on $30, up by 12 today. Other bits and pieces around the place today. North Star Resources, one of our big gold miners today, its shares jumped. It was one of the best performers. A little company called Westgold also did pretty well. They sold a Kalgoorlie operation today. The share's up 4 cents to $1.60. Mantra was one of the big winners today after the ACCC. It said it will not oppose its takeover from Accor taking over Mantra. So the Mantra shares jumped pretty sharply today. The other company also I should mention today is BHP. And the reason for that is because BHP shares, you'll note, was down 2% or around about 60 cents at the close, $28.82. Ignore that because it was ex-dividend. So in other words, a dividend came out and was taken into account of. There was also today a bit of economic data out. The trade balance, it had been previously a $1.1 billion deficit, but it's gone to a surplus of $1 billion in January. Now, you might remember it was actually trade that was dragging on economic growth numbers in that last December quarter. Well, it seems like this might actually help to pick up the Australian economy in the next little while. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll come back to Mercedes-Benz Parramatta. We're broadcasting from here all this evening. We're going to talk to the boss because I just thought it might be interesting to gauge the mood of consumers right now, especially with some of the very expensive metal that I've got sitting around with me.